This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And Smale will lead it off. Right-handed batter stands in. Here's the delivery. In there for a called strike. Hillsborough in their orange jerseys. Black undershirts, black numerals, a little bit of white trim in the mix. Black shoulder effects, black numerals with white edging. I don't know if that's a proper term, but hey, I didn't go to fashion school. Here comes the 0-1. This one upstairs, just above the letters, count evens up at 1-1. And Hires starts off from the stretch. Pitch inside, that's a better wake-up call than any cup of coffee. No snooze button on that one. Up and in, it's 2-1. Slightly open stance, swings away. 2-2. And I missed a strike there along the way, but that is a KO. Maybe misinterpreted the umpire. My hearing isn't what it used to be, but that is a strikeout swinging, and one batter down, and we'll go to Drake Vogel. You get spoiled. Some of these guys are so dramatic when they call a strike that, you have to adjust.
Yeah,
here's a pitch out of the zone, 1-0. Little upstairs. Wave and a miss. This one had some nice movement. Count evens up at 1-1. Oh, boy, just out of the 1-1 offering on the outside corner, apparently just below the knees. Count shifts to 2-1. Hires working quickly. This one upstairs and inside, 3-1. You know, I think there certainly is some wisdom. As much as the full windup has its benefits, going with the same game plan from the stretch, regardless of situations, I can see the benefits. Here's a pitch. Boy, that is that's a tight zone right now. That pitch just off the outside corner. Looked like it was about a little under letter high based on balls issued.
Yeah, it's a game on the Saturday. Sean, we noticed a lot of times when a runner got on, that really messed up a lot of the pitchers as they had to pitch from the stretch or couldn't pitch from the stretch.
Runner out first takes a very short lead. One step now gets a little bit of a stride. Pitch catching the outside corner 0-1.
That's kind of nice to have the view from here at Litchfield where we had the press box, and so far we've been all right behind the home plate, and you can't see the breaking ball near as well when you're just, level with them.
Not a cloud in the sky from this perspective. Here's a pitch on 1-1, swing and a miss. Runner will take off to second and get there without a problem. Throw, not a bad throw, but the runner got a great jump. So 2-1 your count. 54 degrees right now. Left-handed batter standing in there. In the form of Riggs. Runner goes. A shot to short. And that will be a 6-3 put out that advances a runner. So Vogel 90 feet away. As Ketch Mills, the first baseman, will step up. Wind pretty much a non-factor out of the south at 3 miles an hour. Here's the first pitch to Mills. Right over the heart of the plate for a called strike.
Well, like I say, we got 2 out of 3. Beautiful sunny day. and no wind problem. So that's nice right there, but still lacking that temperature.
0-1 offering on the way. Upstairs, 1-1. On deck, Gavin Matus. He certainly had a fine afternoon in his pair of games in the county tournament Saturday. Delivery just inside, and that drives Mills off the plate a little bit. 2-1. Two down. Hillsborough trying to get on the board first here in the top of the first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, downstairs pitch. And Mills could not get that ball on radar as that ball took a downward turn. So the deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner takes a big lead, tries to get the pitcher's attention. High, hard one. A little bit on the inside. Wave and a miss. And that's it for the Hillsborough threat. A pair of strikeouts for Bryce Hires. Bottom of the first coming up. No score from Litchfield. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Sean Balint and Carl DeBar in the house. And we're up here spinning your hip-hop favorites. Oh, that's not us, actually. That would, I can't imagine myself DJing for the high school crowd of 52, but when I did it at, 35, I didn't do too bad. I was stunned by how much young people like the 80s songs, and I think that differs school to school. It's not the same everywhere.
That's a given, isn't it?
So let's get down to business with Litchfield. See, now that one, now I couldn't name the artist.
Oh, gosh.
I would be lost.
Almost all of those.
What's that your kids are playing? So, it's always comical. Of course, I butchered, classic rock. Like when I said Jimi Hendrix and his song Voodoo Chili. Here's the first pitch to Bryce Hires trying to help his cause. Hires leading off ahead of Drake Gasperson. Carson sat off in the third hole. Drew Hartzell hitting cleanup. Your battery coming up in moments as we take a look at this one here. There's a ball in there for strike one. Count evens up at 1-1. And Declan Riggs on the hill. Blaze Helton back behind the plate after having to take the county tournament off. Here's a foul back to the screen, 1-2. Your infield, Devin Spicer. Drake Vogel at short. Dylan Smale at second. Declan Riggs moving things around here. Pitch outside for ball two. Count evens up at 2-2. A strike called earlier. Strike looking, 2-2 offering on the way. Pitch on the outside corner, and that outside corner looks like it loosened up a little bit. Called strike, and 1K as Bryce Hires is punched out of there. Now you have left-handed batter Drake Gasperson in there.
Outside corner again.
Yeah, pitch in there for a called strike on the outside corner. Left-handed hitter, left-handed pitcher going to work against the left-handed batter. Works quickly, this pitch outside. One one on the way. Here's a shot to a shallow center, and it will go just to the edge of the infield and will be handled by the second baseman, hauled in there by Smale. And just like that, two down. Okay. Now Carson Sadoff usually finds himself in a battery position, whether it's catcher or pitcher. Right-handed batter stands in. This is a wicked pitch. Looked like it was going about 42 miles an hour at golf cart speed at best. And it falls in there for a called strike, 0-1. Working quickly again, outside corner. 0-2. Litchfield trying to get in business here on offense. In the bottom of the first, no score. And a wave and a miss. And the second K of the inning. And, boy, a nice effort there by Declan Riggs, who was dominant in the bottom of the first. No score after one. Litchfield and Hillsboro. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. So the Hillsboro Hilltoppers sending four batters to the plate in the top of the first. Now you'll see the five, six, and seven hitters up against Bryce Hires. Gavin Matouche, Blaze Helton, and Devin Spicer. A pretty tough combination to open things up. Matouche certainly lumbered up in a big way, had some nice extra base hits on Saturday.
Yeah, that Topper team, when they get their offense going, they're a dangerous team, that's for sure.
Matouche drawing interest, getting support from the folks in Congress to join one of the service academies once he leaves here after graduation day. Here's the pitch from Hires. Got the recommendation from Congressman Rodney Davis. Looks at ball one. And here's a foul ball. Little liner just wide of the left field line. Third baseline there, and things even up at 1-1. I always tell people I was accepted at West Point. And then after a 40-second dramatic pause, I said the word apartments.
Uh-huh. They did accept you, though. That's good.
Absolutely. 1-1 offering on the way, and this one, oh, that's a wicked pitch, catching the outside corner right there at the old kneecaps, 1-2. Righty to lefty, always a challenge. And here's a shot to left field, right at the left fielder, Drew Hartzell. And one down for the Toppers.
A Litchfield fan told me as he was in the press box, Mr. Jim Odell, 50 years of this field being here. Now, not all of it was here, and boy, have they made a lot of improvements since 50 years ago.
Yeah, she is a beauty. She is a gem and well-maintained. Blaze Helton stands, and he's always dangerous, waving a miss as Hires. Just like when someone on I-55, the double nickel, sees a police officer, they cut the speed a little bit, and it kind of looked like that. And Helton with a wave and a miss. And they will say, swing and a miss that time. I guess they're saying he didn't go around fully the first time. So let's say he pulled his bat back in time, 1-1. So apparently, the umpire had a difference of opinion. It can be a little confusing, but that was actually a 1-2 offering, and a wave and a miss, and Helton headed back to the dugout.
And quickly, three strikeouts for Bryce.
So two down, and Devin Spicer tries to keep the inning alive, and then he tries to just stay alive as he has to evade an inside pitch from Hires. I think that's what we call from the rule book of effectively wild. Not that he's been wild today, mind you. There's a swing and a miss at a pitch downstairs.
It makes that pitch look exactly the way it's supposed to. It's a pitch away then, and they wave at it, thinking, not worrying about that inside pitch.
So it's a 1-1 count, two down. Hillsboro trying to get something cooking here. Pitch downstairs, so close. And 2-1 the count. Right-handed batter, open stance. Wide open stance at that. Foul back to the screen. 2-2, deuces are wild. Once again, two balls, two strikes. And throwing a pair of outs for good measure. On deck, the number 8 hitter, Blaine Stewart. The left fielder who we've seen have some big hits this year. Hires from the stretch, as usual. Here's a shot right to the right fielder. He has to retreat just a little bit to his left, move to his left, and he comes up with a catch. That's Caden Bergman. And a quick inning and a half, no score as we head to the bottom of the second. Litchfield hosting Hillsboro. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Hey, congratulations to Jennifer Fleming, the Educator of the Year, the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce, adding the Educator of the Year to the awards banquet this year, and a language arts teacher over at Litchfield Middle School. A visit with her today. She will be a guest on our forum program this weekend. Here's the first pitch as Riggs will work to Drew Hartzell. And, boy, Riggs just chewed through the first three hitters up in inning number one.
Yeah, both pitchers are looking pretty sharp right now.
Hartzell hits one up in the air. Second baseman looked like the sun was going to wreak a little havoc to tracking it down, but he comes up with it and works the shades and comes up without number one. So here's Brock Bishop. Right-handed batter. Pitch just out of the zone, and that one, it was just like this tempting little piece of candy. Come on, you know you want to swing at it. Here's another pitch, wave and a miss. 1-1. Inside pitch, way swings at it. Riggs moving the ball around the plate nicely.
Yeah, both inside and out. He's working both corners pretty well right here.
Here comes a 1-2. Yeah, that one, boy, that was down there low in the zone. Boy, that's the classic pitch you want to throw on 1-2. Unhittable, but yet not completely out of the zone, or not reasonably within the zone, I guess you could put it that way, close to the zone. Here's another pitch on the inner portion, and a swing and a miss, and Bishop's headed back to the dugout, as that is strikeout number three. Tug Schwab will try to get something going here with two down. Pitch from Riggs. This one fouled in the dirt. Foul ball.
Well, first it took a shot to the catcher's face mask before it got to the dirt.
Not a job for the faint of heart. 0-1 offering. And, boy, I'll tell you what, it's fun watching that windup of Riggs. It just, he gets a lot of kinetic energy, a lot of torque going. Winds and fires, full wind, and this one I thought almost caught the forearm, but apparently no contact, or Tug Schwab not campaigning for it. He says, hey, I want to swing away. I want to hit. I don't want to be hit. 2-1. And a swing and a miss. And a high, hard one. A little bit of smoke on that one. That kind of cleaned the dust out of the old mitt. 2-2. Here's a number foul. Headed toward the first baseman and just drifts over the line.
Yeah, Riggs isn't only hitting inside and out. He's definitely changing speeds. He's got a little extra oomph sometimes on the fastball, and he's got a pretty good break on his breaking ball, too.
Yeah, what a great name for a ball player, too. It almost sounds like something a video game designer came up with. Or a movie, an action hero, Declan Riggs. Holy cow, the 2-2. This thing just sailed in there like it was something out of the Pentagon inventory, like some kind of smart weapon. Just kind of... Oh, yeah, we're not going into your airspace. Oh, yeah, we are. Strike number three, adios. And we have played two complete, top of the third on the way. No score, Litchfield hosting Hillsboro. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, let me tell you, among our audience members out there, Hillsboro Mayor Don Downs listening closely, showing the orange and black love right now as we speak. but a busy man, so I don't know if he's on hand, but we'll soon find out. So we're back to business here. Blaine Stewart, 8-9-1 hitters for the Toppers to start things off here in the top of the third. Here's the first pitch from Hires on the outside corner for a called strike. Nice start off.
Nice start off. Bryce Hires, Jr. for Litchfield. Three strikeouts, one walk so far. Both pitchers looking pretty sharp, Sean.
And this one in the lower half, and Stewart thinks the best of it and just kind of sits back and waits for ball one. It's 1-1. Hires again working quickly himself. Well, Stewart reaching for a pitch downstairs, comes up empty as Hires took something off of that one. 1-2. And he swings a check swing, a pitch on the inner portion of the bat, and that one fouled toward the teammate's dugout. I think the on-deck hitter took care of business. Over there, Zane Duff, ever alert. Here comes the pitch inside, and 2-2. Yeah, they definitely keep you honest out here today. These batters have had a good reflex test along the way.
Pitchers have been pitching inside on them.
2-2 offering. And a swing and a miss. Boy, I'm telling you, I've been behind some drivers like that. You know, the changing speeds is beautiful here. Not on the open highway where they're doing 70 one minute, 52 the next. But, boy, up here, it's powerful. So, one down as Duff stands in. Swing and a miss as Hires brought a little extra there as he reached the top of the speedometer there. 0-1, both pitchers getting ahead of the hitters, and there's another piece of the old chin music.
Yeah, Sean, I was going to say, I think both pitchers have been getting that first strike more often than not, and then it seems like if they have that lead, they're putting a little close to the chin or just inside pitch.
Here comes the old 1-1. Of course, a great rivalry. Pitch on the outside corner in there for a called strike. You know, and the rivalry, you know, things carry over from other sports. Like, just like here's a 1-2 just off the corner. 2-2, like Litchfield riding high after that exciting win in basketball. You know, obviously a lot of athletes from both teams suiting up here on the diamond today. So sometimes they're not just settling baseball scores, a shot fouled back. That's a beautiful thing about the multi-sport athlete.
And in the small schools, Sean, you're going to find that almost everywhere because if you don't have it, you don't have enough people to play anymore.
2-2 pitch. And that one just below the old caps. And I don't mean the one on their heads. The knees. And we have a payoff pitch on the way. First time today, I believe, we've seen this. 3-2 offering, full count delivery. In there for a called strike. And Duff stares helplessly and heads off to the dugout with two down, and Hillsborough sacks empty with the top of the order back in play. Back-to-back strikeouts here to open up this top of the third. What a game. Here's Dylan Smale. Struck out his first time up. First delivery. Pitch on the inside corner, 0-1. Boy, both pitchers on fire right now. This is and this game moving at a great pace. A swing and a miss.
Yeah, you know, no doubt we're still in the first inning in Montgomery County in that first game, aren't we?
You know, and everybody talks about length. Yeah. I watch a 3.5-hour baseball game if it's got a good pace. I'm all about the pace. This, you don't get better than this pace. 0-2 on the way. Pitch upstairs for ball one as Hires looking to strike out the side 1-2-3 to send the hitters back to work for the Purple Panthers. Swing and a miss Hires putting on a clinic out there today, ahead of the hitters, only behind him. You know, really, you wouldn't call it a full count behind, but my word, what a day for those who really enjoy the pitching aspect of baseball. We are headed to the bottom of the third. No score between Litchfield and Hillsborough. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. All right, we are back. What a gem here, bottom of the third. Declan Riggs, both pitchers hurling a shutout here so far. First pitch outside the zone, 1-0. And here's a sharp grounder to second. Should be an easy 4-3 put out. The throw a little wide, but Smale taking care of business, and a nice recovery there by Mills. Quickly one down. See, now this one I'm familiar with. This song, California, reminds me of the Super Bowl.
Songs you didn't know? Is that a new show?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Now, Riggs, four strikeouts, no walks in this ballgame. The sophomore is going to be around for a while.
Here's Caden Bergman looking at a called strike. Looked at another strike earlier, 0-2. Riggs looking to strike out. There's another wave and a miss. I apologize, Bergman, actually. This game's moving so quick, I got to step behind. So strikes out three of the last four batters. Ryan Bauer and Bergman hitting to the 4-3.
Well, I guarantee you the game's not going to end 0-0. And we'll probably have some excitement as the time goes on.
Here's Dobrynek jumping on the first pitch, and it will go foul.
But I do, like you, I love watching just a fast-paced two pitchers going at it, doing a great job, just both in a groove, putting the ball where they want to.
Yep, no one, I don't see too many people bored out here in the seats today. Here is 0-1. This one hit sharply to second. Nice job there by Smale to field it, ranging to his left. Good throw to first there, solid perfection. The 4-3, you know, these guys maybe get a little rusty with all the strikeouts, but nice play there in the infield to wrap up the third inning of play. So the top of the order when Litchfield goes back to work in the bottom of the fourth, but right now getting ready for Hillsborough in the top. No score. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. I'll tell you what, I may have to call Katie at the Drummond Law Office, because the last time in Orlando, I went through so many toll areas, I'm afraid I might have missed one. I have to check the records, because have you been down to Orlando?
No, not for a long time.
You think around O'Hare is loaded with tolls. I'm telling you, by the time I get to Mickey Mouse, you know, it's like, hey, did you pay enough tolls? You know, it's like, brother, could you spare a dime? Here we go, top of the fourth. It's a toll world after all. Strike one to the batter at the top of the order, or the number two hitter, Vogel. Vogel swings away. Fouled, out of play. 0-2. And there's a pitch downstairs on the 0-2, 1-2. Vogel, his first time up, walked, got to third, and was stranded. 1-2 offering. Oh, boy, I tell you. Wave and a miss downstairs. Nice change of speeds. That's the real beauty of Bryce Hires today. He doesn't wait, you know. Sometimes 1-2. I'm not gonna take any risks here. But no, 1-2. He's got the killer instinct.
Yeah, good point. 7 strikeouts, and either pitcher has thrown a lot of pitches.
So Vogel,
they're down, not messing around at all.
No, he's down on strikes, and now his counterpart on the hill Declan Riggs up there looks at ball one. And, boy, he was swinging for extra bases or, let's see here, Mustang, a Silverado.
Yes.
Toyota.
All in home run distance.
He doesn't discriminate. Foreign or domestic, he was willing to hit any car out there beyond the fence. Looks at a pitch outside. And under the rivalry, he would try to tell himself that it was the vehicle of a Purple Panther fan. I don't think it's that personal. 1-2, most days. Here's a shot. That's just out of the reach of the second baseman. And I think Bauer just had a hard time getting a read on it.
No, he didn't get a good read on it. He's seen it, but he needed that step or two back and just didn't get there in time then.
Oh, what's your call? I give him the single, didn't make any contact with the glove.
Yep, give him a single. We don't have the scoreboard telling us this time, so.
Yeah. We're left to our own devices. That's dangerous. So, one down. We may take a vote up here. We've got three of the Purple Panthers up here. They can weigh in as the unofficial scores. Just because it doesn't count anyway. It's just the broadcast part, not for the scorebook. You're saying the players can't decide that. That's crazy talk. Runner takes a short lead and Hires with the throw to keep him honest. Good move to first base by Hires. There's no doubt about that. So, Catch Mills standing in there. Second runner on today for Hillsborough. Pitch downstairs. Runner will get a good jump and sat off with the throw.
I don't think he had grip at first, do you? It looked to me like he had a double pump. Otherwise, I think you might have had him.
Yeah, he got a good read on the runner taking off, but I think all about that, all about the release. So once again, working to Catch Mills. Here's a shot, stroke, foul, and it's 1-1.
I believe that's only the second runner in this ball game in scoring position the whole game.
Mills, one of the strikeout victims, his first time up. Runner takes the lead at second. Riggs in scoring position. Could be a huge moment here. Here's a shot just wide of the second baseman. He does get a glove on it. Looks like one run will score. Play at the plate, no. And Hillsborough is on the board.
Aggressive base running, getting that steal at second, pays off big for the Toppers.
So that, my friends, was a genuine hit. As the second baseman, Bauer, did make a nice play. He did get to it, but really had to crash to earth to get to it and prevented it from going to the outfield, gave them a chance, but Hillsborough is on the board. So now Matouche stands in there, left-handed batter, looks at ball one. He flew out to left field first time up. No longer a scoreless game. Hires the 1-0. Here's a ball slashed foul by Matouche, and the count evens up at 1-1. Mills had taken off from the runway. He was ready to take flight there. Mills gets that three-step lead. The 1-1, and here's a shot fired down the left field line, and that will be a single, and we'll have runners at the corners.
One for two.
And he does dig in, gets the old gearbox at work out there, shifts into fifth gear, and the outfielder focuses on third base, he makes a nice move to second, and opportunistic baseball there by Gavin Matouche.
So Hires just motoring along, Sean, and all of a sudden, one guy gets on, and Now you're looking at a dangerous situation. Toppers score a couple more here with Miller hit.
Yeah, he has looked unstoppable, and now three hits in a row. Here's Blaze Helton standing in. He has a mean grounder there just wide of the first base chalk. Helton struck out his first time up. Runners at second and third. And the double play not available. A pitch outside, low and away. 1-1. On deck, Devin Spicer. Pitch inside just off the corner. And that will push the count to 2-1. So suddenly, we're looking at hires getting behind the hitters. And this is kind of a new phenomenon in this contest. 2-1 on the way. Outside, nice pitch on the outside corner. And Helton offers 2-2. Whether it was a called strike or he went around, probably saved both. 2-2 offering with one down. Oh, mean pitch. Nice recovery by Hires. Throws the heater on the outside corner and sends Helton packing. And you have to carry the bat yourself. No bellboys in this game. Can't tip them, nothing.
Big strikeout with just that one out and not able to get that runner home with just a ground out.
So with the double play taken away with Matusha's base running, that was huge. Now standing in, Spicer, he goes on the attack against the first pitch. A pitch upstairs, a fastball, wave and a miss. 0-1. And they are as straight away as you can be in the outfield, pretty much the same in the infield. Here's another swing and a miss, this time downstairs, and looks like Hires has that mojo back.
Seems like he got a little confidence after that strikeout, doesn't it? He's definitely throwing hard now.
Is mojo still a relative word? I think it still is.
I've got a focus group of three. What you're talking about.
Your pitch gets away from the 1-2 gets away from the catcher, and a runner will advance. Tough break there.
And, Sean, we hadn't had a ball get past the catcher all game long until, of course, there's someone on third.
You know, I was going to ask the kids if they ever saw Austin Powers, and I'm not going to go there. I've already had one pop culture defeat. I'm going to retreat, but that was a tough break for the top for the Purple Panthers as the Litchfield running game has made a difference here. Here's a shot to the second baseman, a sharp grounder fielded cleanly there by Bauer and kicked off to Bishop, and the Purple Panthers are out of the inning. But two runs scored as Hillsborough takes the lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Top of the fifth coming up. 2-0 Hillsborough. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. All right, this game certainly gets a little more interesting here at this stage as Hillsborough, the bats came alive a little bit there in the top of the fourth. So the good news from the Litchfield side of things, they open up with the top of the order here and the bottom of the fourth. And Hires will try to help his cause.
No doubt. Got to get something going for him.
Pitch inside, gets away from the catcher, of course. No one on, no consequence. 1-0.
Now Riggs with the 5 strikeouts in this ball game. He's been sharp all game long.
Here's a shot smashed to center field. And he won't catch up with it. And that ball will drop a double to open things up for Bryce Hires. Boy, he hit that on the nose. A laser out there to near dead center field.
And this is a big ballpark. We're looking at a 380 to the power alley. So, you know, that ball probably went 365, 70 feet in the air.
And the beauty of that one, I think everybody heard that at home. Boy, that was a kind of like the old Batman series. I almost felt like I saw whack, pam, bam, boom, or whatever in front of me. And now I'm really losing the high school crowd here. Batman, they just had that movie. They didn't have any of that. Here's a show, a bunt from Gasperson. The nice thing is, though, I didn't relate to anyone in high school either. All of my references fell flat then, too. So I've always been in that same boat. 0-1. The left-handed batter, Gasperson, hit a fly ball to the second baseman first time up. Here's a pitch, catches the outside corner, 0-2. So now shorten your swing, try to advance a runner.
Yeah, no doubt. I was going to say, it probably started with you back in preschool days.
You know, maybe from the womb. Maybe around the first trimester. This one's not of this earth. 0-2 delivery. Oh!
Boy.
Wicked from Riggs, catches the outside corner, and Gasperson is stuck staring at it.
And again, they don't get that runner over it. Like Hillsborough, when they didn't get the run home with less than two outs, Litchell had a chance to get a runner to third with just one out, but the out just goes as a strikeout.
You've got more K's going on in a Kardashians episode. Yeah, I know. That may be the first reference to the Kardashians on this station. Here we go, 0-1. As a wave and a miss from Carson Sadoff.
Well, counting both sides, 14 strikeouts in this ballgame already.
Sadoff struck out his first time up. 0-1 offering from Riggs. Grounder foul down the third base side. So Sadoff finds himself in the 0-2 hole. You don't want to see the guy sitting there at second with two outs. Got to advance that runner one way or another. That is the mission for Carson Sadoff. Takes a good lead there at second, trying to make his own luck. Here's a shot. Foul should be out of play. And the count will remain 0-2. From the stretch, glance to second. Riggs rocks and fires. Boy, just off the corner. And 1-2. Nice patience there from Sadoff. The rate this game is going, Jennifer might be home for dinner. Jennifer Graham running the controls back at Central Command. Glance to second. And Riggs. Here's a pitch, gets away from the catcher. Helton getting screened a little bit apparently, and the runner will advance to third. So suddenly we have a Hires 90 feet away from becoming the first run of the game for the Purple Panthers.
And for Riggs, that's the first pitch he's had get past his catcher. Happens with a man on base.
1-2 on the way, and a swing and a miss is this. This was just like a jackhammer, just digging down into the earth. And Sadoff goes back to the dugout empty, striking out twice so far. And there's no shame in that against this pitcher today.
No, Riggs, number 7, is lucky. That's his 7th strikeout in the ballgame.
Drew Hartzell, he had a fly ball to second, first time up for an out. Looks at ball 1-0. And a swing and a miss.
Think you change speed on that pitch, don't you?
Holy cow. 1-1. And another swing. And no stitches, no leather, no cowhide. Nada. 1-2. Riggs looking to get out of the inning and strand a runner 90 feet away, and he does just that as Hartzell just can't solve Riggs on that at-bat. That was a tough one. So, 4 innings complete. Litchfield threatens but strands a runner at third. 2-0 your score, Hillsborough on top. And the Toppers will be at the plate when we return. They will send up the 8-9 and 1 hitters, Stewart, Duff, and Smale when we return. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Sean Blint, Carl DeBar, we are back at Litchfield High School at this great facility. Blaine Stewart, who struck out his first time up, right-handed batter, facing right-handed pitcher Bryce Hires. Wind a non-factor, and again, not much greenery here in the background as the first pitch is fouled out of play. Windy, maybe average or less than average temperatures this time of year. Things really don't take a turn for the green until May. Here's a vicious smash. This one foul just wide of first base. Nice little slash there, but nothing to show for it as Stewart is now in an 0-2 hole.
Hires 8 strikeouts in the ballgame, but had a rough last inning. Sean, really the only offense we've seen of any amount.
So here comes Stewart with that open stance and swings and misses. Sadoff drops that sinker of a pitch, but he is able to recover on the drop third strike, get it to first baseman Bishop in time. And Zane Duff stands in. Right-handed batter. He struck out last time up. Looks at strike one on the inside corner. Great movement, great fluctuation in speed. Hires has been one tough customer today. Here's us. Mean shot down the right field line. And the right fielder Bergman retreats to get it. And a sharp single there for Duff. And that brings Smale back up.
See, I believe the fourth hit for the Toppers. 3 in that last inning, if I recall right.
So Smale 0 for 2 today, get some instructions. Pays a visit to the third base coach, / the coach, like you have in this game. At this level. First delivery to Smale. Got a little scouting report, looks at the first pitch downstairs. 1-0. Runner takes a small lead. And he's off to the races, and the ball gets away from the catcher. He will take second easily. So you know what they say. They say in baseball it's always dangerous when you walk the pitcher. Well, at the high school level, I guess when the number 9 batter causes damage, it's essentially the same as what happens in the majors.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, anytime you don't get the people out in the bottom of the order, it usually can lead to runs.
Here comes a 2-0. This one off the inner portion of the bat, fouled 2-1. Hey, Bob Gibson referenced that. God rest his soul, that he would be especially vicious to the bottom of the order. Take care of the sure things, and then you already got some guaranteed outs, basically. 2-1, although there are no guarantees in baseball. Short lead at second. Inside pitch, wow. Batter came after that with all he had, but boy, on the inner portion, and yeah, I think my My hands kind of stung just watching that one. 2-2. Duff moves to second with one down. Another pitch gets away from Sadoff. And the runner will advance to first base. Runners now at the corners. Yeah, I don't think... I'm not being an apologist or anything else. Those, you know, between being screened and just the way Hires' pitches move, it can be pretty tricky to haul that thing in the mitt on occasion.
Yeah, so that was a strikeout, and the runner reaches.
That's a tough break. I mean, we talked about the nine-hitter.
You get a strikeout, and the guy gets on base, and the other runner gets on third, so really a tough break.
But, hey, we saw four strikeouts on Saturday, so who knows what can happen. Four strikeouts in an inning. Runner takes off for second, and Sadoff fields a pitch on the hop. Keeps it in front of him, so the runner will have to stay at third, but the runner will advance to second. Vogel up there. It's a shot to left field. Left fielder drifts back, has the play, and one runner will score on a strong sack fly from Drake Vogel. Hit that one hard.
Well, Vogel did his job. I mean, we've been talking about it all game. No one's been moving the runners over with their outs. That time he gets the RBI because he gets a good long fly ball to drive home a run from third.
And then that insult to injury, Smale off of the strikeout reaches, and then he advances to second on that sack fly. So a runner in scoring position, 3-0 now, Hillsborough, here in the top of the fifth. And Declan Riggs stands in. He is 1-for-2, singled and scored last time up. Righty to lefty, and... ooh, he took a shot there off the right hip. And that was not an off-speed pitch.
A couple wild pitches, though, in the last couple innings, Sean. You wonder if maybe Bryce is feeling a little of the fatigue factor in there.
Definitely looks to be a rhythm kind of guy, and a couple of times his rhythm has been thrown off, and certainly this would be one of those occasions. Hit by pitch and catch Mills with runners at first and second. The nice thing for Litchfield, you have three force out opportunities. Here's a pitch from Hires. Smoke. Sadoff doing the old Tony Pena. Stretches that leg to his right. Just like barefooted kickers, the Tony Pena style. Okay, there's a hit. Will it stay in play down the right field line? It will go out just wide of the cars. Parked outside shallow right field. 0-2. But it's weird. The barefooted kicker just disappeared, and you thought the Tony Pena catching style might catch on, but it kind of vanished too. 0-2, this one inside, throw to third, and the runner makes it ahead of the throw. Good throw by Sadoff, but just a great jump there by Smale. Runner at first, Riggs will stay at first. So runners at the corners now, and now two force out opportunities instead of three. 1-2 count, and now that wild pitch gets a little wild pitch or pass ball is a big concern at this point. You don't want that with two down and 1-2. Runner on the move, it's a second.
That ball cutting out of way, so Sadoff had no chance to throw him out at second.
And really, usually a good throw not to make with the runner at third. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch smashed to center, shallow center. That will drop for a hit. One run will score, and they'll go for seconds. RBI, two RBI. Well, I call it a single. Throw got away, but the runner will advance to second.
Well, big runs there, especially the way the Hilltopper race has been pitching. That's a pretty tough to come back from.
So Declan Riggs reaches on a hit by pitch. Smale reaches on a strikeout. And both score. That's a tough pill to swallow for Hires, who has just had an outstanding performance today. Otherwise, Matush, a left-handed batter, looks at a pitch just inside, 1-0. Matush 1-for-2, doubled earlier, and was stranded. Racked up a couple of RBIs on that double. Now looks at a pitch outside, 2-0. So Hillsborough blowing this one open with a 5-0 lead here in the top of the fifth, and Matush can do more damage here. Here's a pitch just below the knees. That's a tough break, 3-0. Borderline pitch, and it does not go into favor of Hires. Outside corner at the knees, in for a called strike, 3-1. Litchfield will bring up the 4, 5, and 6 hitters in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch low and inside on the 3-1, and that will send Matush to first base. So the two-out nightmare continues for Hires. First and second, here's Helton. And Helton is not exactly here to show mercy. He struck out twice today. He's looking to settle the score here. Right-handed batter digs in. Hires from the stretch. Pitch low, 1-0. One-0 on the way. This one in the dirt, 2-0. Yeah, you just hate when a kid has such a masterful performance and then the final score doesn't really recognize that for most of this game, he brought a lot of excellence. Here's a pitch inside that sends Helton off the plate, but that's the nature of sports.
Yeah, and, you know, even when the first run was scored, their play might have been able to have been made, and who knows, they might not have scored in that fourth inning. This inning, a couple of breaks, and Toppers take advantage of them.
3-0, called strike, out of the plate. Helton looking all the way. Basic fundamental baseball there, 2-down, 3-1 pitch. And he has a green light there, and that one couldn't quite track it down speed-wise. It's like, I wish I would have swung differently. You could see the regret as he had a half-hearted swing, 3-2. Runners on the move, wave and a miss as Helton strikes out for the third time today. And Litchfield out of the inning, but not without some scars and wounds. 3 runs scored. And now it's 5-0 Hillsborough. Litchfield has to get some offense perking up here in the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Sean Blank, Carl DeBar with you. And Litchfield has their work cut out for them as they have 9 outs to rally here. And down by 5 runs suddenly, you got to make your move here sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you don't expect, especially the way Riggs has pitched for the Toppers, that you're going to score a bunch of runs real quick. It's a possibility, but if you're smart, you try and work a couple in.
So, you know, it's around the time you get to that third at bat. Certainly we saw it have benefits for Hillsborough. even though these guys are not strangers to each other, even within a game, you still find your way a little bit. First pitch from Riggs and jumping on it. And a chopper to third, fielded cleanly there. 5-3, nice work, Spicer to Mills. So Hartzell hits into a 5-3. Brock Bishop struck out his first time up. Looks at ball one. The 1-0 on the way, swing and a miss, 1-1. Now 2-1. Pitch upstairs. Outside, 3-1. And again, working quickly. Here's a shot off the mask. You know, you don't get much tougher than Helton. He doesn't even flinch. And the count moves to 3-2 to the batter, Tuck Schwab. Schwab struck out his first time up. And a pitch on the outside portion there.
Strikeout number 9 from Riggs.
What a performance. Here comes Bergman. Bergman looks at a pitch on the outside corner, 0-1. Oh, one from Riggs. That one hooked in there for a called strike. That one snuck into the zone like a thief in the night. Kind of reminded you of Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. Those wires, he came down from the ceiling, and
yep,
all of a sudden, the ball's right there in the zone. 1-2. That pitch kind of fit Mission Impossible. Two outs, and here's a sharp chopper to second, and that should play for the second baseman as Smale delivers to Mills. And Litchfield quickly out of the inning as Riggs hasn't lost a step. 5-0 your score, top of the sixth on the way. You are listening to High School Baseball on WSMI.
So, Drew.
All right, we are back, and boy, Declan Riggs. We've had two gems here this afternoon, but for Bryce Hires in the Litchfield earlier today, the Hillsboro Bats got to be merciless, and that is a wrap for Hires, as Drew Hartzell will take over. And we had the train show up, and that's kind of the way the Hillsboro offenses felt rolling into town, like a big train came down Route 16, and it was stalled, but the old coal got in the engine, and the steam started to fly, and Hillsboro getting on track in a big way in the last inning, and last couple of innings, and really opportunistic, too. So, yeah, they had some big hits, but
took advantage of all their extra, you know, the strikeout, reaching the base. They took advantage of the just play that wasn't made. And, yeah, throw in a few little hits here and there, and all of a sudden you got 5 runs, and that's going to be a tough order row for the Panthers to try and come back from now.
They did not look the gift horse in the mouth. They jumped on Charity, had no shame in it. Pitch downstairs to the next at batter, 1-0. Here's a shot to the third baseman, and it will be close, but the runner will move across. Single, not a...
error. Dropped it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he fields it cleanly. He just kind of drops it right on the ground. Otherwise, he's got him easily.
Yeah, I am guilty of not seeing the entire play, so that is... And E5 to start things off. That will bring up Lane Stewart. Here's a pitch outside. I'm gonna mention that to Brian tomorrow. We could have like some kind of somebody in the optical business, the Sean unofficial scorer's miss of the game. Here's a pitch downstairs, and a 1-1 count. The runner will take off, move to second without objection. Well, a throw, but not there in time. No question about the call, as he's in there cleanly. So a 1-1 count here to Stewart. Wave and a miss, 1-2, as Hartzell has taken over. Chance to move the runner here and get some insurance. Pitch outside, and Sadoff makes a nice recovery to keep it in front of him.
Bryce Hires, 11 strikeouts, 2 walks, and a hit batsman while he pitched his 5 innings of baseball.
2-2 from Hartzell. Here's a grounder to first, and that will be handled unassisted by Bishop. Runner will advance to third, so one down for the Toppers. Duff singled and scored last time up, 1-2 today. Zane Duff standing in there. Here's a pitch outside, a dangerous one. Sadoff does a great job to track it down before it gets away. With, again, the runner 90 feet away from being run number 6. 1-0. This one shot out to center field. And it will go to left center, in fact, but catches the ball on the fly. Nice catch at that, but the runner able to get home on a sack fly. Good play out there. The left fielder coming in to make the play.
We'll have to figure out who he is, because we know it's not Drew out there anymore.
Yeah. So run number 6 comes home for Hillsborough. Jumping on to first pitch is Smail. Reached on an error last time up and scored. Fouls the first pitch out of play. 0-1 with 2 down. And a swing and a miss. Boy, that one was... that one rivaled a slow pitch softball game as far as the speed of that pitch. That took something off and then some. 0-2 on the way. Pitch outside. And you know what? It takes guts to throw those kind of off-speed pitches.
Yeah, you're not that far away if they time it right.
Oh, the 1-2. This one gets in the dirt, 2-2. Hillsborough opening up the game here in the late going. Pretty good cushion. Litchfield down to their final 6 outs. Here's a shot back to the screen. Still 2-2, deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the order back up there for Hillsborough. Vogel on deck. Hit a big sack fly last time up. Here's a ball, low and away, gets in the dirt. It's 3-2. Smail trying to get something going here with 2 outs. Lead off hitter for the Toppers. Looks at the payoff pitch upstairs. He'll take first base.
Hartzell's first walk, third total given up by the Panthers.
Now Vogel will stand in there. From the stretch, Hartzell Vogel jumps on the first pitch, out of play.
Now we know where that one landed, don't we?
All I can say is, Drake, what did the press box do to you? Glance to first. Runner adds a stride or two, and he'll retreat. Pitch low and away. 1-1. Digs down for this one, fouled back to the screen, 1-2. One, two count, two down. Hartzell takes his time between pitches and throws a pitch upstairs. Runner will advance to second with no throw.
Like you say, he takes his time, and then he's not really quick on the delivery either, so stealing on him looks pretty easy.
Yeah, the pace of this game has changed a little bit. Deuce is wild again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a pitch low and away. Full count on the way. Three, two. This one smashed down the left field line. And there could be a play at the plate, but the runner gets a great jump. And it's insurance time, run number seven for Smale. And again, Vogel patient. And found the pitch he liked, and he treated it with... Well, kind of a rude welcome.
Got a hold of it. It's right down third baseline. Enough time for the runner to score and for himself to get to second on a double.
So jumping in there now is Declan Riggs. Riggs hits a ball just foul, fielded by the first baseman. Trying to do what Vogel did just the other way. Oh, and one count with two down, bottom of the sixth. And, boy, Riggs came down funny on that one. Came down on the lead leg a little funny and heard him grunt and grimace a little bit. But I think he'll be okay. But I'm not a sports medicine professional. 0-2. Here's a shot to left center. Center fielder should handle this one. And he doesn't. Gasperson can't get the handle. And hard to tell from this vantage point, but it looked like he was thinking about the throw, just like the wide receiver in football starts thinking about his road downfield before he really secures the football. That's what it looked like from here, but he tracked it down nicely.
Tracked it down, had it in his glove, and like I say, he might have been looking to see where the runner was, and that can be an issue.
So now this is an 8-0 baseball game, and boy, it's unfortunate because it was a much better game than this. Score indicates. Here's a shot down the right field line, foul territory. It will go out of play. As it's an 0-1 count now for Ketch Mills. Mills 2-for-3 today. Singled and scored back in the fourth. And singled. Racked up a couple of RBIs in the fifth to really change the face of this game. 1-1 count, Hartzell from the stretch. Runner looks to advance, pitch catches the outside corner, 1-2. The two-out nightmares continue for the Purple Panthers. Two outs is not your friend. Here's a pitch outside. 2-2, once again. We've had quite a few deuces or wild moments are here today. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The runner gets a big jump at second. Runner at second, yeah, four number two circumstances on this play. Ball goes outside, and another payoff pitch. 3-2 on the way, and this will go out of play, I do believe. That one, I believe, went into stands into Purple Panther fan territory. What can you do? You can't look at eight runs. Litchfield, you've got to... It reaches out for the payoff pitch on the outer portion. In fact, out of the zone, fouls it back to the screen. You just got to look at it like a sandwich. Two pieces of bread get four runs in the bottom, four runs in the other bottom. 3-2. But you're going to have to get out of this inning first. Pitch That's outside. True.
Four free pass now given up by the Panthers. Second by Drew.
The length of at-bats has grown considerably. Those have been some battles, fouling off payoff pitches. Matouche jumps in there, loses a handle on the bat. The ball fouled out of play behind the screen. Oh, one Gavin, 0-1. Gavin 1-for-2, had an RBI double. Back in the fourth, walked his last time up. From the stretch, the pitch. This one hit sharply to left field, but should play for the left fielder. And hauled in there, and out of the inning. Three more runs, though, for the Toppers. 8-0 your score as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Litchfield will send the 8-9-1 hitters to the plate. You're listening to a high school baseball on WSMI. Well, Carl, I'll be honest, I thought we might be home by now.
I did too. It's the way these two guys went at it early. As Riggs is still going at it, and he's been really sharp. He has not thrown a lot of pitches, Sean, so he could go a long ways. Bryce Hires, though, he struck out 11 batters, and it just seemed like he lost what you call mojo. I think he did. And a couple plays behind you don't go your way. Things go sometimes south real quick.
Yeah, I have learned that. I will put Mojo on the do not say list for the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
I'll save that for when I'm talking
Works
to
me. I understand it.
Yeah, I'll save it for when I'm talking to John in the afternoons, because you know, it's interesting because John sounds like he's John Michael, sorry John Michael. He sounds like he's 30 and I sound like I'm 80. And he's not 80. So looks like we have This may be the solution to our left field puzzle. We've got Ryan Bauer.
15-for-3 is all I heard. So
I just wrote down the number wrong. It's still Ryan Bauer.
Okay.
Ryan Bauer in there at second base. Because Somebody's nines are not very clear. I will not be posting this on the website. My nine's gone undercover as a seven. Umpire takes care of a little bit of business. Riggs throws a couple extra warm-up tosses. Bauer looking for his first hit of the day, 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Looks at a pitch upstairs, 1-0. Pitch just below the zone, 2-0. And a pitch over the heart of the plate, 2-1 count. Bauer up, and Dobrynek on deck. Pitch downstairs, 3-1.
Well, we haven't seen that very often, where Riggs falls behind and throws a three-ball count even.
So here comes the 3-1 offering. This one hit to second, and a runner will make it to first base as the second baseman hauls it in, but two hops to throw to first.
Well, you got to start with something. And for Litchfield's case, they got to get base runners.
I reckon we'll call that an E4. Coin flip,
yeah.
Or give him a single.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's, I guess if you could say just beat it out. We'll see.
Here's Tate, hits a shot to short, gets a force out at second, and then throws high to first, and misses out on an opportunity for a double play there. Gets the lead runner. And Dobrynek will reach on the air.
No error on that. You got an out at second, and they don't get a base.
Oh, no throwing error?
Yeah, well, simply because the runner didn't get advanced from first.
Gotcha.
As long as you get an out, on a double play, and the other runner doesn't advance, they don't call it an error.
Pitch downstairs in there for a called strike right there at the knees. And Riggs, something rare of late, working from the stretch, 0-1, throw to first, keeps the runner close. Wow, wicked. Lots of movement.
Still got it.
Takes about 25 and a half miles per hour off the pitch. 0-2. Not scientific, by the way. I do not have a radar gun chip in my head. 0-2 with one out. Glance to first. Riggs. Certainly the pace changes when he goes to the stretch. But he seems to make the transition seamlessly. 0-2. Riggs looks to first. Time called. Looks plateward, brings it to the belt. And the 0-2 on the way outside for ball 1-1-2. Here comes that 1-2 delivery on the outside corner for a called strike. And Bryce Hires, who apparently moved over to left field, strikes out for the second time today. 1-3 on the day. Now Gasperson stands in. Struck out his last time up, 0-2. Looks at a pitch on the outside corner. And with two down and a runner at first, you see Riggs is just a little more aggressive, and the pace picks up again. Here's a shot foul. Gasperson got all of it, but not in play. 0-2. Litchfield trying to get on the board here in the sixth. Down by 8. Here's a pitch. Helton loses it on radar. Gasperson offered, pulled back in time. And it's 1-2. 1, you want to get back in the game. 2, you want to take that goose egg off the board, especially with this rivalry. 1-2 pitch from Riggs. This one just out of the zone, 2-2. And again, another great 1-2 pitch from Riggs. Just below the knees, just tempting enough for the batter. Here's a check swing foul. Deuces wild again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Gasperson trying to get the first Litchfield RBI of the day. It would likely take an extra base hit to get that done. Pitch on the outside corner. Just floats there. And you have to take it. It's like a pill that doesn't taste very good, or medicine. Like, oh, it's already bad in your mouth. Then it goes down your throat, and it just gets worse. That's what that pitch was like. Six complete, 8-0 your score. Hillsborough on top, the seventh, and possibly final inning coming up in this one. Hillsborough leads Litchfield 8-0. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, the Cardinals and Marlins underway. If you need to get your baseball fix on the Major League Baseball side after this one, and Albert Pujols with a double earlier. I didn't think he had anything left in the tank, and then I watched him with the Dodgers and was surprised, and I think his bat speed has picked up. I mean, it's hard for me to gauge that, but doggone it, it just looks like he's getting through the zone better.
Well, he said he worked out really hard in the off season, and he's kind of changed his stance back to more what he used to be as a Cardinal. And if you've seen that 3-run homer against Milwaukee, you know he looks back a little bit.
I thought Brad Ledge was on the hill, and I thought they were in Houston. It almost felt like that. Well, here we get back to Hillsborough on offense, possibly their last visits to the plate here today. Here's a strike one to Blaze Helton. Second pitch out of the zone, evens up at 1-1. Helton has struck out 3 times today. He won't make it 4, though. This ball shot to third base, and Schwab can't find the handle. What's your call?
Well, I call a hit because it wasn't his fault. It hit the lip of the grass, Sean, and kind of took a terrible hop. We call that the bad hop hit.
Kind of like watching Plinko on the Price is Right. You're not sure where it's going to land, and it's going to be interesting to see how these infielders in particular handle the arrival of more and more turf fields. We're looking at what one showing up here in short order in Greenville, and that definitely will bring back some memories, you know, growing up watching baseball on artificial turf on a regular basis.
And it's been fun. Of course, me and Tim got a lot of games up there last year at North Mac during the regionals. But truthfully, I like this infield here. It usually slows down the ball, but you still have that lip. Hit the bat. Ball hits it. It can take a terrible hop.
Well, Devin Spicer looks at a couple of strikes, 0-2. And here's a wave and a miss to close it out as boy, I think that might be the first strikeout for Hartzell.
First strikeout for him, 12 for the Litchfield Panthers. Winning the strikeout war, it's not going to matter near as much as that 8-0 score, though. Woo.
So Hartzell getting a chance to work on the full wind. It seems to make a difference for him. Pitch outside. As he works to Blaine Stewart. Stewart, 0 for 3 today. Actually, we got a pinch hitter in there. That will be Dylan Lessman standing in, the sophomore. So Lessman stands in, 1-1 count. Fouls one back to the screen. Lessman a swing and a miss as Hartzell takes something off, and he's not exactly a flamethrower
to start with. But
yeah. So, you know, it doesn't matter how fast you can pitch if you change the speeds nicely.
And that was a good one there, too.
Pitch downstairs. Ooh. That one dropped. As I like to say, like the elevator to Sears Tower. I'm sorry, I'm old. I refuse to call it Willis Tower. 2 strikeouts now, back-to-back for Hartzell, as that will bring in another pinch hitter. We'll see Jay Stewart stand in, another sophomore. Jumps on, aggressive, not exactly shy. Suiting up for the varsity guys as he hits it back to the screen.
Yeah, Topper's getting all their players an extra at-bat here with an 8-0 lead.
Stewart chops it to second, and that should be an easy play to short. 4-6, and out of the inning. Bottom of the seventh, a tall order for the Purple Panthers. As the one thing in your favor, you've got the top toward the top of the batting order as you get to the cleanup hitter and beyond. And, boy, you have to go way beyond to get back in this one. We'll finish it up after this, most likely barring extra innings. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Sean Blunt, Carl DeBar here. And Litchfield trying to get something cranking here on offense. They will go with the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Carson Sadoff looking for his first hit today. He has struck out twice. Riggs has been a handful for him. Pitch over the heart of the plate, 0-1.
Well, Declan Riggs will be the big challenge. 11 strikeouts. He has not walked a batter in this game. Big plus for him.
Sat off number 4 at home, 18 on the road. Pitch inside. Count evens up at 1-1. I wonder which one's his favorite. There's a shot to third, a big chopper. Fielded cleanly and a great throw. A touch high, but hard to find fault with it there as Spicer wraps up a beautiful 5-3 to Mills. Now, Drew Hartzell with the most fun music of the day. I got a kick out of that.
I guess that's their playoff song, so at-bat song.
So Hartzell coming up. He's looking for his first hit. Pitch inside. Number 23. I think there was a basketball player with that number somewhere along the way. Pitch on the outside corner.
Play up north?
Chicago. Yeah.
I think I heard of him.
Some fools say a kid from Ohio is better than him, which I find to be absolute lunacy. 1-2. But, you know, in today's national media, we just assign everybody the greatest with no research. 1-2 offering. Here's a wave and a miss. Now he got a piece of it, got a chunk.
Take it back. He did not.
No.
Well, the catcher caught it anyway.
Yeah, it looked like maybe he made a trip to the appeals court, but he's out. And Litchfield down to its final out as Brock Bishop will step in. Bishop 0 for 2 today. Riggs going for the complete game here, complete game victory, complete game shutout. Pitch upstairs. Count evens up at 1-1. And a wave and a miss for Bishop. 1-2 count. And Riggs one strike away from that complete game shutout victory. Left-hander winds and fires this one outside. This one just kind of sails and deuces wild. Two runs, or two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a swing and a miss. And this one is done. Complete game shutout gem for Declan Riggs. What more can you say? He was on today.
Declan Riggs, yeah, that's pretty much all you had to say about the whole game is Declan Riggs strikes out 13, walks nobody, and really, from inning 1 to inning 7, really didn't get in too much trouble. One leadoff double, but he stranded him too.
Yeah, I almost feel like we called a doubleheader. I mean, this was two completely different games within one.
Yeah, great pitching through 4 innings, but then Litchfield fell on some hard times after that.
And what can you say? You know, the teams that get ahead are opportunistic, and, you know, Hillsborough's bats came to life, but for the most part, they just were opportunistic in the early going, and that really got the motor cranking, kind of threw Hires off his rhythm a little bit. tough for him to swallow seeing that score, and he was just dominant for long stretches of this game.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce Hires was pitching an outstanding ball game. He struck out 11 batters. He only walked two. It just seemed like everything small that could happen in one inning happened. And that is baseball a lot of times, a little blooper. It could have been possibly caught. It's still officially a hit. But if you make that play, then, boy, maybe no run score in that fifth inning. And then the sixth inning, he has the strikeout that gets away. And that runner ends up scoring. And also he lost the out. So just those extra outs will do you in every time in a big inning.
Well, we'll be back to recap this one and your final score. Hillsborough wins 8-0 here at Litchfield. You're listening to High School Baseball on WS. Yeah, programming note, on Thursday we'll bring you action as we'll bring you high school softball. The Nokomis Redskins will travel to Hillsborough to take on the Toppers. And if anyone's listening, if they can throw us a softball score as we had a little softball game across the way, we'll take that as well. But let's look at it again, Carl. I mean, I look at this stat sheet, and it just K. It just K's and strikeouts everywhere. I imagine the umpire's index finger's tired.
Yeah, you could imagine. Litchfield actually wins that battle as they strike out 14 in this game. Like I say, 11 of those from Bryce Hires, as he pitched outstanding first four innings and was in a super groove until a couple bad breaks. Declan Riggs, well, you don't have to say anything about him. He was fantastic from inning one to the last inning. 13 strikeouts, no walks, and really just never got in much trouble. Even with a leadoff double, he was able to pitch around that without that runner scoring.
And Jennifer informs me that Hillsborough won 9-5. Now, this is one of those Bill Engvall, here's your sign moments. I was going to ask, who did they play? You would think the location of the diamond, being where I saw it, would tell me that they also played Litchfield. But my brain does funny things. Go explain that one. Anyway, so a couple of battles. Hillsborough, well, if you consider baseball and softball together, they kind of get a doubleheader sweep here this afternoon. So a good day for the orange and black on the road here. Looking at the scoring, we were in this great scoreless battle, a pitcher's duel. And Hillsborough, well, they got things going in the fourth inning. They had the bottom of the fourth. Drake Vogel opens up with a strikeout, but then Declan Riggs reaches on a single. Ketch Mills singles. And then they both score as Gavin Matouche delivered a crushing double. That was what really started the momentum going for the Toppers. Fifth inning, they had three more. You had Smale reach on an error, and this was the backbreaker. Reaching on a hit by pitch was Riggs, and then Ketch Mills with a single, and the runners come home. Also, Zane Duff starting it off, I should mention, with a single he scored. So the number nine hitter started not really a rally, but starting something offensively, and all of a sudden you have a 5-0 lead for Hillsborough. Then they tack on three more runs in the sixth, and the wheels really coming off for Litchfield in that inning. So tough to see the finish, but, you know, baseball isn't known for mercy.
Not known for mercy. And, yeah, well, if you came early and watched the early part of the game and left, you left a great pitching duel. It was scoreless after four. So it was a fun game to do, Sean, and as far as watching those two pitchers, because, boy, I like the fact they're both going to be back. As Hires is a junior for the Panthers, he'll be back, and Riggs, just a sophomore. So two more years of him pitching for the Toppers. That's real good news for them.
And, again, you talk about opportunism. Smale doesn't get a hit. 0-for-2, reaches on an error. Base on ball, scores two runs. Declan Riggs, he was 1-for-3. He gets two runs, hit by pitch and a single. Ketch Mills, a couple of hits, a walk. And you also look at Gavin Matouche, gets that big double. And Blaze Helton, you know, 0-for-3, but just hung in there and gets a single just to get off the get rid of the collar before he leaves. And not a bad afternoon. And Zane Duff, hats off to him, because, you know, 2-0 ball game, it's still a ball game. And then he gets that hit and a run to start things off and really change the complexion of this game, I think, and maybe threw Hires off his rhythm a little bit. But for Litchfield, it's just a whole lot of K's, a whole lot of K-ing going on, to take a Jerry Lee Lewis song and take some creative liberties. But, you know, you've got a double from Hires. Not too many highlights offensively. That pretty much was a big one. I mean, it didn't look like the offense was lifeless, but they just couldn't generate base runners.
Yeah, not too many balls got put in play. Like I say, 13 total strikeouts for Riggs, so he has an outstanding game. And you look at that double, might have been the best hit of the game, but wasn't that the only hit for Litchfield? So that's how good Mr. Riggs pitched today.
Yeah, only 10 players, making 11 at-bats. Only 11 at-bats were they able to get the baseball in play. So not bad over 7 innings.
That's very impressive, no doubt. That's letting your defense not work too hard. But one thing y'all like about Riggs, he gets the ball and he throws it. You know, he doesn't mess around between pitches at all.
Well, we hope you enjoyed it back home. Carl, thanks again. And the JV crew taking over the diamond as we speak. They don't hesitate. They get right down to business. And, you got the lights. You don't want to have you don't have to worry about a homer in the gloaming, but they get down to business and do a great job taking care of the fields here and through the wear and tear of Mother Nature and these JV varsity doubleheaders. Well, we'd like to thank Jennifer Graham, and we thank you for listening. That is a wrap. For Carl DeBar, Sean Balint saying so long until next time. You've been listening to High School Baseball on WSMI.